Hello everybody and welcome to a video podcast sort of thing, and it is myself, Ian Bickle, and Stephen Brewis.
Hey everyone.
Hey Stephen. Obviously we're kind of, by the way, we've got no script. We don't really have an agenda either. We just thought we would touch base with people. Obviously the lockdown. Happy New Year, everyone.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
We're under a new lockdown, so we thought we'd put something out there together and have a chat and a catch up. And obviously it's for people to see and hear how we are as well, given the situation we're in.
Yeah, so we've literally just pressed record. We don't know where this is going to go. And we're just going to have a chat and kind of, I guess, share our thoughts about the whole situation, what we're up to, what we're hoping to get out of it, and yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so we could start with maybe a look back. You know, it's been a bit of a crappy, well, it's been a hard year.
Yeah, I think, you know, looking back to 2020, it's been a challenging year for most business owners. Definitely a challenging year for those in the health and fitness industry.
Yeah, it's kind of frustrating, especially because we know how people are within their fitness, and you know, people like consistency. So for a gym to operate under conditions where it's an open and shut scenario, it's been a bit of a challenging situation from that perspective.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, now this is technically our third lockdown. We had the long one early last year, and then we were open for a couple of months, and then we had the 4-week lockdown just before Christmas, and then open again for a few weeks in December to close again just after Christmas was pretty tough. It like you said, it just kind of, it knocks all sort of training plans and consistency with training on the head for a lot of people who aren't fortunate enough to have, you know, a 9,000 square foot gym in the house.
No, not many of us do.
It's most of us.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's been hard, you know, and I think for us it's hard because we don't know and we have no idea that these lockdowns and measures are coming. You know, we find out when you guys find out. It's not something that we get any heads up for.
Yeah, I think as well the big difference is as well, like the first lockdown, I think there was, obviously it was summer, which was a huge help. It was light, it was warmish. And it was kind of novel as well. It was like totally different. Whereas this one, I think's probably going to be the hardest one. It's certainly the hardest one from a business perspective, from a to be fit perspective.
Yeah, I think and as well as the lockdowns have gone on, people's motivation to train at home and, you know, to try and keep up with the whole kind of aspect of training, nutrition and stuff is kind of like getting less and less as the lockdowns went on. That first lockdown, you know, the amount of people who were, you know, keen on training outdoors and, you know, joining with like online workouts and stuff like that were, you know, was really high. And I think for a lot of people it was new, it was something different, so it was kind of exciting. Now it's getting harder for people.
Yeah, well, I think we could maybe obviously help people. We've got, Stephen's got his BrewTube YouTube channel, which is doing the home workouts on, so I'll stick a link in there for people to subscribe. I'm hoping to put some stuff out on Build With Bickle, but of course the challenge for me is being a full-time dad again. I mean, I'm always a full-time dad. But, you know, sometimes he's at school and I can do stuff, but it kind of is what it is. But I think we can probably, certainly from 2B Fit's perspective, get on here, chat a little bit, and give people, you know, something to focus on as well.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, if you guys do have any suggestions of things you'd like to see us do, or, you know, content you'd be interested in reading or watching, let us know and we'll try our best to cover it over the next however long this lockdown lasts.
Well, we kind of got a feeling that it's probably going to be at the least mid-February, more likely March.
Yeah, I think a lot of the kind of the stuff that's been said in government and by Boris is that, you know, they're hoping to have like the top four levels of people vaccinated by mid-February.
I think as well, you know, that's the vulnerable people taken care of, and that's who we're protecting mostly, and obviously the NHS, protect the NHS.
Yeah, I think that's one of the his key points.
Yeah. Should we protect the NHS? That's
well, he dropped that for a bit, didn't he?
He did.
he kind of got rid of that mid last year. Well, he's like, the NHS is fine now.
I shared it with you, wasn't it? It was the Boris Johnson thingy, like bingo.
Yeah.
And it was like, what was it? It was protect the NHS.
Unprecedented.
Unprecedented. Time, yeah, there was loads of. I think I'll have to get on my phone when you're talking, and I'll try and get that back
you
up.
You sent it too late though, or I read it too late. It came through just after I'd finished watching. I was like, damn.
Yeah, as well, we can get on this podcast and people can have a little bit familiarity. I think that's what a lot of people like the gym for and like normal life for, because it gives them something to do. You know, instead of like sitting going crazy in the house. You know, like the workouts that you're doing and stuff like that. It just gives a little bit of structure there.
Yeah, I think, you know, like for a lot of people, they like to come in. You know, I think our gym does well because of who we are. And people like to come and see the faces. You know, we've got a gym with a face there. It's not like these bigger, more commercial gyms where you don't know who the instructors are. You know, I think people like to come and joining our classes and sessions and stuff just because they like us as people.
Yeah, well, that was another thing that really kind of gazumped us was the restrictions on classes as well, even though, if anything, it was safer with a class.
Yeah.
Like, with an instructor there, yeah.
We haven't talked about that, have we, publicly, because we haven't done a podcast since the first lockdown. But, you know, coming back from that second mini lockdown, that four-week lockdown, obviously, then being told it was classes couldn't go ahead was a strange one. I don't think it made a lot of sense for anyone. I can only presume the government kind of made that decision based on the fact that they think all exercise classes are, you know, lots of people crammed in a small hall, like dancing around doing like Zumba kind of thing, you know, where they're getting really close together. Whereas gyms like ours and even the bigger commercial gyms, you know, have gone kind of really safe with the measures they've put in place, you know, like, but our members, they know how safe our like floor plan is. I've seen, you know, other gyms that have done very, very similar things. You know, like, we can guarantee that people aren't going to come in contact or even within 2 meters of another person if they come to do a class. Whereas, you know, you can walk around Tesco and you know when you like how busy supermarkets are, you are going to pass someone, you are going to be closer to people. So it didn't make a lot of sense, and it was something we were very kind of annoyed to see that came into place. At the minute, we don't know if that's going to go back to that kind of level when we do eventually reopen following this lockdown. Nothing's mentioned as to that.
Yeah, and I think, like, obviously a lot of people go to the classes for that reason. They want to be told what to do. They want to switch off. They want direction.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, to have that is, it's not really a class, is it? It's not why people are coming to the gym. So, you know, December for us was a terrible month, really, wasn't it? It was so quiet, and like the people who were coming down to our open gym sessions in the class side was a hell of a lot lower for those 4 weeks that we were open than it would have been normally.
Yeah, usually December's tough for us anyway, and we did feel like we were just getting a bit momentum back leading up to November, and then the lockdown hit, and then obviously the allow places to reopen in December, and like I think a lot of people just had a lot of wind knocked out the sail.
Yeah, I think definitely you could see that from, like, you know, when we reopened it, it was nowhere near as busy as what it was in the summer when we reopened, obviously. But, you know, looking back to previous years, like, December's are quiet for us, like you said, but nowhere near that quiet.
No. I mean, I'm hoping that obviously March comes around, April and all that, it's going to be spring, it's going to be lighter nights, it's going to be getting warmer, and I'm hoping the entire kind of, this big, I mean, I'm desperate, not desperate, but like, I'm looking forward to being able to go out for a meal and things like that. And I'm hoping that there's just a kind of a kind of spring back into the kind of opposite of where we are right now. People are going to be excited to get back to gyms and out and about and socializing and being within a meter of people.
Well, yeah, I think that's it. And I think that's what the kind of the leisure and hospitality industry needs, you know, for everyone, you know, not just gyms and stuff like that, you know, bars, restaurants, cinemas and stuff like that. You know, it's been a really bad year.
I think we can talk about a little bit how, like, we feel, you know, mentally. I think that's probably one of the big things that people don't realise is the kind of, like, 2B Fit's, what, nearly 10 years, nearly a decade in the works. And, you know, for something like this to occur and potentially be the thing that buries us is a scary prospect.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the thing is, it is a very, unfortunately, it is a very kind of real prospect going into this lockdown. The first lockdown, there was a lot more support from the government. They put together a much better kind of package for small businesses like us. With, you know, with that and the help of our members and their continued memberships, that we got through that first lockdown. And the kind of sad fact is the measures and other package that the government put in place for this one is, well, it's less than a quarter what we got that first time. And we've had a lot more members choose to freeze their memberships this time. And, you know, I know it's a lot to ask for a gym, for people to continue a membership when we can't open. But the fact is, you know, smaller businesses, smaller gyms like us, you know, we're kind of committed to providing the best service possible. And we always have been. And, you know, the profits we make, you know, me and Ian don't take a lot out of the business. We reinvest a hell of a lot back in. And it just so happens that we invested a hell of a lot of money back into the business in February last year, just before the first lockdown. You know, we bought 5 bike ergs, we bought, you know, 2 ski ergs and, you know, 4 or 5 machines for the weight side, you know, which is a hell of a lot of money to have just dropped about 3 weeks before.
Yeah.
What followed?
And I think, again, the summer, because it was so new and obviously everybody's like, right, yeah, we've got to keep the gym going. But now it's going to, and we totally appreciate the situations people are personally in because people are being furloughed and money's getting tighter and tighter. And, you know, if it's a service that they're not able to use, it's understandable. You kind of got to look after yourself. But the reality is that there needs to be a gym for them to return to. And the problem is, like, every time there's a lockdown, not only members freeze, but we typically lose a couple.
Yeah, you know, I think people just get sick of the situation, and, you know, like, we're sick of the situation too. You know, it's annoying. You know, like I said, we don't get any kind of heads up on this, and it is tough, you know, to just kind of feel like you're getting things going again and then to be told the gyms have got to shut. It is frustrating.
Yeah, so I think, like, for us, we're trying to just, like anybody, just focus on some form of positive and keep them busy, because obviously if you sit and stew, like, that, I've got kind of, a Frankie is a bit of a welcome distraction.
Yeah.
And, you know, yourself, I've said you could borrow me PS4.
Yeah, so Ian texted us last night and he said I can borrow his PS4 to stop me from going crazy.
But I think there is that social aspect, because obviously I've got my PlayStation 5 now, and we can just get on and hoi the headphones in and have some crack. And I think all of us lads are getting together on Friday night via FaceTime and having a poker game or something.
Yeah, so, you know, I think technology is a big thing. You know, you can kind of feel close to people who you unfortunately can't get close to at the minute. But yeah, it'll be nice to kind of have some sort of normality and have a few beers with the lads on Friday and a game of poker online.
I'm on the red wine, not the beer. Yeah, aye.
Got a new one to review.
Ed, no, this is a Christmas one. I haven't had a glass this week. I think I went a little bit over the top over Christmas, like on the wine front. But yeah, no, I just think it'll be good as well for people who are out there list wanting a little bit of their To Be Fit fix, that they can hear from us a little bit more frequently together, and what we're doing and what we're focusing on. And we're hoping to, when March comes around, that we're in a position that we can reopen and get people up and running, and we're running at full capacity again. I mean, the class situation, we're hoping that we'll be able to be more, have more than 10 people, because that's a big issue really, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, even dropping the classes down to 10, I mean, it worked, but you guys will know as members that, it wasn't hard to, well, sometimes it was hard to get booked in on certain nights, that were busy. We physically couldn't put any more classes on an evening. We were running classes pretty much on the hour every hour through, and they were full. I mean, certain nights we could probably get 60, 70, 80 people through the doors just for classes alone, and then having to run classes of 10, kind of did make that a lot harder. And hopefully, if we can get back to it, not having to boot classes, it just makes things a little bit easier for you guys, rather than trying to set an alarm for like 5 to 9 in the morning to boot a class for the following week. And booting the classes did come with like its issues as well. If people didn't turn up, we were left with what do we do for those people? Is it a genuine reason? Do we ban people? Do we bar them for a bit? It came with a lot of problems. So hopefully, if we can get back to the kind of way things used to be, it would be a hell of a lot easier for us and you guys as well.
Yeah, that was kind of, I mean, that was probably one of the most annoying things as well, like people don't realize, is the whole kind of policing of everything. And it just kind of got to the point where you just felt like you just couldn't be asked to, like, ask people to do stuff, like obviously cancelling of classes. If people got caught up, it's fair enough, but those, like, especially within the peak times, those slots were kind of sought after. And then obviously washing and wiping machines down, and us constantly having the washing machine on.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's been a very like uneconomical time to run a business for us. I think we've had the washing machine on like 7, 8 times a day, constantly. Like it felt like we were working in a laundrette, not a gym, towards the end.
And that, yeah, people don't realize that the kind of the stuff you have to buy as well, like
Yeah.
all of the disinfectant and all that stuff. It's just kind of like it's tiring, it's draining, because all we want to do is like have a gym, run a gym, and have people a place to come to get fitter and healthier and stronger and all of that. And then you're starting to now, like, make sure people are wearing masks, because that's something we introduced, like masks being necessary for moving around the gym and in between exercises and so on and so forth. But eventually it just becomes a headache, and you're just tired, drained.
Yeah, it's people probably think, oh, we're being a pain. We don't like doing it. We didn't like going around and telling people to make sure they've got a mask on, or reminding people to wipe things down. We shouldn't have to do that. It's not something that we ever thought we'd be doing when we opened a gym, 7, 8 years ago. But where everything that we did throughout like the times that we were open when COVID was there was to try and protect our members and ourselves and, the wider community and our members and our families.
Yeah, and that's what we're kind of hoping, that comes off the back of what we've done, is like we've done the right thing all along. We haven't like tried to skirt around the rules. Like the boxes, they were in the class side, they were a meter apart, each box, whereas not throwing shade at any other places out there, but they had theirs kind of together, like the
Yeah, it's
boxes,
in like a grid, so
like a
you
grid.
could
Yeah,
like
so, yeah.
right next to someone. Yeah,
And
like
if we'd done that, we could have got another 5 to 10 people in our classes.
oh yeah, like we kind of chose 10 at the it like to ensure the most, well, the maximum safety allowed, rather than trying to maximize the amount of people we could get in. And I think hopefully that's what kind of, like you said, shows at the end of this, pandemic, the businesses that have kind of really looked after their members and their clients and so hopefully they're the ones that kind of make it through and that succeed after this. like you said, we haven't tried to cut corners. We haven't tried to kind of like bend the rules at all. We've kind of, if anything, gone above and beyond all the procedures and rules that were in place.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessary for members to wear masks. That was never announced by the government. We chose to do that.
Yeah, we just felt like, obviously, within a facility where breathing heavier is something that occurs, well, it should at least, you know, like moving around the gym, and it's something that, you know, we didn't want a spread of things within the facility. You know, there was, of course, like anything, members who tested positive, who'd got it outside of the gym and things like that. So we just had to be ridiculously careful, you know, to ensure the doors are still open.
Well, yeah, that's it. You know, everything, like you said, we'd done was to ensure the kind of the health and safety of our members and us as well. So at the end of the day, if one of us tested positive for COVID, chances are the other one would have been in close contact at some point. And, you know, even if one of us had tested positive and the other one tested negative, for that one person to run the gym alone for 10 days would have been nigh on impossible.
Yeah. And as we said, we just want to kind of use this as an opportunity to just say, hey, this is where we're at. And just be like, we're trying to keep our heads above water and make sure that the gym is there for people to return back to when all of this is kind of toned down a little bit, hopefully.
Yeah, I think that's it. You know, we've got to try and do what we can to ensure the survival of the gym. And, you know, again, guys, we thank everyone who has continued a membership and, you know, is contributing to the long-term survival of the gym.
Yeah, and like we do hope to see not just old customers returning, but new ones that want to get fitter, want to get healthier in a kind of a nice setting, and a very, like, I don't know, ethical place that is, I don't know, people focused as opposed to just being a gym.
Yeah, I think so. I think to be honest, I think following this, there is going to be a big demand for gyms, and, you know, there's going to be a big focus of people on health and fitness, because the majority of people have been either working from home or, you know, have been restricted. So I think, you know, in general, you know, obesity levels and weight gain is definitely going to be a byproduct of lockdowns. My dad just dropped off some mail that got delivered to his house where I used to live before, just before we came and like did this podcast. And he was even saying himself, he said, like, I was getting ready and some of my shirts and stuff don't fit anymore. He's like, I need to sort myself out.
Yeah, I mean, that's, again, I think what I'll be doing from like my YouTube channel and things like that is kind of sharing like stuff like that, just how to manage weight and all of that other aspects, and obviously from the 2B Fit as well. And we've got yourself doing home workouts and stuff, so just getting people moving and giving them something positive to focus on, as opposed to them just kind of, I don't know, folding in on themselves, which like so many people do.
It's easy to do. And I haven't worn a smartwatch since probably back end of last summer. After the first lockdown, I kind of sold my Fitbit. I bought a new smartwatch, put it on. I only got it last week, put it on. And even a day where I'd recorded a home workout and stuff like that, I didn't put it on until like late morning, but I'd kind of gone to bed that night and checked it. And I'd done like 2,700 steps.
Oh, wow.
You know, that was like a kind of almost like a kick up the ass to me as well. I mean, like, I've brought one of the bike ergs home. I've been doing stuff on that, but it doesn't track any of that activity. You know, I quite often do like 45 minutes to an hour on that, but I can get off there and it says I've done no steps at all. But, you know, that for me, that's been like a bit of a kick up the ass to being like, right, I need to get out. I need to move around a bit more. So, you know, and, you know, I'll always preach to people, you know, keep an eye on your daily activity and your step counts and stuff like that. And it's something that through lockdown is just kind of reduced for me. And, you know, starting wearing a smartwatch again is just reminded us that, or shown us how little, how easy it is to do little, I guess.
Yeah. And I mean, you have got a new dog.
I do have a new job, which miraculously is lazier than the other one.
So, like, you're probably doing less steps now because of the dog situation.
Yeah, that's been a challenge.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, that's a good thing. Something positive, really, having Winston.
Yeah. So 2020 brought me a new child.
Yeah.
Dog,
child. To be fair, I think your bulldogs are harder work than Frankie.
Yeah. Shall we swap for a day and see what happens?
No. I don't think you could handle it. And I don't think I could handle it.
They're fine. They just sleep.
Yeah. Frankie doesn't.
No.
No, but I mean, as we might as well make a special mention for Mr. Craig Manning, who's still out and about doing PT everywhere.
In the snow.
You've got to love that man.
Stood under a little gazebo somewhere in a field in Stanley.
Yeah, but I think as well, fair enough and fair play to him. Like, he's got to make the most. And this is the reality of the situation for people like in Craig's position who don't have like a long enough business history to get funding and support.
Yeah, this is the thing that like the government, you know, like fair play, they probably are trying, but there's a lot of people who was like slipping through the net and the support that's in place either they don't qualify for it or it's just like us, you know, it's not enough, you know, like. People are trying to do what they've got to do. I'm sure Craig doesn't want to be stood out in a field at -5 at 6 o'clock in the morning. But the reality is that if he doesn't do that, he's not bringing in any money. He's not getting any support.
Yeah, and we've all got not just the businesses to support, but mortgages and children and dogs.
Yeah, you know. My dog's probably cost more to run than Frankie.
Yeah, we'll set up a GoFundMe for Winston.
Yeah. Wow.
But no. But yeah, we thought we'd give a shout out here to everybody and thank them for the support. We understand the situation the entire world's in, and we do hope we do see everybody off the back of it. But yeah, have you got any closing words you'd like to say, Stephen?
No, just to kind of reiterate what you just said there, just to thank everyone who has supported us, guys. It does mean everything to us because, like I said, the package that's in place with the government at the minute anyway isn't going to cut it for us. And if it wasn't for you guys, you know, there probably wouldn't be a To Be Fit to open again. So thank you very much for continuing memberships and supporting us.
Yeah, so and once again, I'll link in your YouTube channel and all of that sort of stuff. So make sure you follow To Be Fit, Stephen and myself and Craig on like Instagram and all the big kind of channels. And yeah, we'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, we'll catch you. We'll try and do another one in a few weeks and update you on what we're doing. And hopefully we have some sort of update on the situation and idea of what's happening.
Cool. Goodbye.